Well, speaking of health news, yesterday we talked a little bit about the fact that BC is the first province in the country to offer acupuncture as a, quote, supplementary benefit, end quote, for medical services plan users who qualify for premium assistance. This all starts, I think, is it today or tomorrow?
Started yesterday.
Damn, I'm just a little bit behind the thing here. Anyway, very interesting. A lot of people don't know very much about acupuncture. I would be one of them. And yet, obviously, it's going mainstream if our provincial government, if our medical services plan is funding it. We thought it'd be a good opportunity for us to learn a little bit about acupuncture. And how better to learn than to actually expose me to acupuncture. So we have Dr. Melissa Carr with us in studio, which is always fun. We don't often get people in studio because we're on the air so early in the morning. We barely even get them out of their beds. Melissa is from Active Life Health Clinic. Can I call you Melissa?
Of course, yeah.
But you are a doctor.
I am a doctor.
Okay, so what do you have to do to become a doctor of acupuncture?
Now there's 5 years of schooling. It was 4 years at the time that I went through. Mm-hmm. We have to write acupuncture licensing exam to get registered as an acupuncturist, and then a herbal licensing exam to get registered as an herbalist, and then a doctor licensing exam to get the doctor title.
So 5 years, that's a fair swack of time. And where do you go to school?
There are several schools around BC, but I went to the International College of TCM in Vancouver.
And is it sort of accredited provincially? Like, is there a regulatory body that makes sure you're learning all the right stuff and everybody's passing and everything?
Yeah, the board exams are regulated through our College of Traditional Chinese Medicine.
Okay. Now, and this is one of the kinds of traditional Chinese medicine dating back like a long time, am I right?
Yeah, 3,000 to 5,000 years old.
Holy moly. That's old medicine.
Yeah, very old medicine.
How did you get interested in it?
I graduated with a degree in kinesiology from the University of Guelph in Ontario, and I was in Japan for a couple of years working following university, and came across a couple of people who told me about acupuncture and sort of managed, I don't know, I landed in it, really. When I came back here, I went to med school interviews and felt I needed to change my path, and read about acupuncture, read about TCM, or traditional Chinese medicine, and really just started investigating in it, and it really fit what I was looking for.
Okay, when was the first time you had acupuncture?
When I was in school.
And?
I was scared, like you.
There's needles involved.
But it was great. I went to the student clinic my first week, and I said, you know, I better find out what it is that I'm going to be doing. Put needles in me. And I went from having daily headaches to very, very rarely getting a headache now.
Uh-huh. Okay, so now there's a wide range of things that acupuncture can treat. Can
yes.
you kind of give us, I mean, it's impossible to talk about everything, but
yeah.
Let's say in your practice, what would be the most common reason why people come to see you?
Pain. The number one reason is definitely pain for people seeing me. Back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, old, new pains.
new pains, old pains, reused pains, pains in the neck, all that kind of stuff. We're talking to Dr. Melissa Carr, who's with Active Life Health Clinic, and she is an acupuncturist. And so when somebody comes to see you, say, for example, pain, for something like pain, how many treatments would it take to get to the point where pain is alleviated? Would the person feel some relief after even just one treatment?
It's entirely possible they'll feel it after one treatment. It's entirely possible they'll feel it within the first few minutes of the first needles. Depends on how long they've had the pain for. Depends how severe the pain is. Depends what's causing the pain.
Mm-hmm.
It could be one session. It could be a series of sessions. It could be months to address somebody's issues if they've had something longstanding and it's severe.
Mm-hmm. So when you come, you can't necessarily expect a fix that minute. I mean,
no.
There might be some relief, but you really have to commit to the treatment.
Yeah, the practitioner can tell usually with meeting the person the first time and getting to chat, and especially after the first treatment. We get a better idea after the first treatment is completed and they come back the second time.
Okay. Now, do doctors recommend patients come to see you? Do you get doctor referrals?
I do get some physician referrals, yeah.
Yeah. Huh, interesting. It's interesting how some of these so-called alternative medicines, therapies, practices, which are really the traditional ones,
yes,
are now merging. I mean, it's almost like it's all become part of the same thing, conventional medicine, alternative medicine.
Absolutely.
All right, now what about people who are suffering from really serious diseases, like things like cancer and
yep.
that kind of thing?
That's something that many of us also address. Many TCM practitioners, TCM doctors address cancer, MS, all kinds of chronic disorders that really they don't have answers for outside of Western medicine can struggle with some of these issues.
Right. All right. Now we've got Anne on the line. Hey, Anne, you're on CFUN.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, have you got a question for our good doctor here?
I do. I actually just started acupuncture treatments. I've had 3 treatments now for restless leg syndrome.
Yes.
And I just wanted your opinion on that. I'm tired of taking the medication, and there doesn't seem to be any other alternative way for me to treat it. What's your opinion on treating it?
Oh, acupuncture, I've seen restless leg syndrome respond really well to acupuncture. It always depends on the person. So, you know, one person can resolve after a couple of treatments, and some people it'll take longer. But I'm glad to hear that you've gone through three sessions so far. How have you responded so far?
I've noticed that my symptoms have been not quite as difficult to manage. So I'm hopeful. I've got 3 more treatments scheduled. I'm really hopeful that it's going to do the trick. And he seems to put them all down the back of my legs right where all my symptoms seem to occur, which is kind of ironic.
And I got to ask you a question.
Yes.
Does it hurt?
You know what? Honestly, I'm not afraid of needles, but I have to admit he put a couple in the outside portions of my bottom, and they really hurt.
He put needles in your bum, and they hurt.
on the outside edge, and I mean, I'm not a big girl. I'm a little bigger than most people, but yeah, they kind of stung a little bit. But, you know, I don't mind needles, Shannon, so it didn't bother me that much. It's not that scary. They're super, super thin.
Yeah, okay, fine, Anne. I appreciate appreciate you calling today. All right, we're talking to Dr. Melissa Carr. She's from the Active Life Health Clinic. She's an acupuncturist. We're talking to her because it turns out that medical services plan users who qualify for premium assistance are now basically going to have acupuncture be part of their sort of the realm of treatments that they'll cover for them. Now, what about for somebody who's like me? I don't believe covered by premium assistance.
Yes.
For me to come and have an acupuncture treatment, what is the cost for me?
Well, first of all, a lot of people who have extended health care coverage will be covered under acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
So check with your insurance plan.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, it depends. I mean, there really is a range. My services, for example, I can tell you, the range is usually around between $50 and $80 for an acupuncture session.
And how long does a session last?
It's usually an hour. Some people have 45 minutes. Some people have an hour and a half. There are practitioners that do different things at the same time as they're doing acupuncture as well. So perhaps they do some massage. Perhaps they do other components as well. Yeah.
All right. We're speaking with Dr. Melissa Carr from Active Life Health Clinic. She's an acupuncturist. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, she's going to puncture me. I'm Shannon. You're listening to CFUN 1410 AM.